He's in the studio, our very good friend, Lehman. Anthony Lehman. Well, I say Anthony Lehman. Oh, that is your name.
That is, I am Anthony Lehman. Yeah. That is correct. Or, you know, Lemo.
Lemo.
Most people call me Lemo. Mum calls me Anthony.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's a missus call you?
Idiot.
Yeah. The list is too long and not for radio. Leems. She might roll with Leems.
Yes.
Leems.
Well, I mean, this rarely happens before you've even had a chance to talk on the show, but we do have Judy from Narre Warren.
Oh, Judy.
Are you there, Judy?
Yes, I'm here.
Judy, you've got some Lemo trivia.
Yes, growing up in Peebinga and, well, my husband did. Brownswell Football Club, I understand your nickname was Turd.
That is correct.
Sorry.
That is correct.
Turd.
Hey, Judy, who? Anyway, we'll have the catch up later. Yes, it was Turd.
Why?
Because I had three older brothers who all said I was a little shit, and a little shit is a turd.
Yeah. Great nickname.
So that was my nickname. But you know the worst thing about it? Nickname. It stuck with the entire community, right? So I'd have adults calling me that, right? And my mum hated it. So anyone called me that, my mum would flip.
Amazing.
Good nickname, though.
She was like the protective matriarch walking around with an umbrella smacking people if they called me that. Yeah, but that was a nickname for years. And I eventually shook it off when I went to boarding school. Because when I got to boarding school, there was no one from my area. Because my area was in the middle of nowhere.
You have a nickname? Yeah, Big Dog or Lemo. Champion? A lot of people call me Champ.
You know what? I'd never been called Lemo up until that point. So I got to boarding school, this is what your nickname? I went, oh, Lemo?
Yeah.
I went, okay, bang. Sure.
Created your own nickname. Perfect.
Yeah, I did. So Lemo. So thanks, Judy, for the reminder then.
Go clean
now,
my statue
obviously,
too, Juice.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival, your show is about to kick off. Camper Van Gogh.
Yes, and it's about a family holiday that went horribly wrong. It was one of the worst 2 weeks of all of
it. And this is a real holiday with Kel Laddie.
It was a real holiday. We went from Alice Springs to Uluru, up through Kakadu to Darwin, 3,000 kilometres in a camper van. And it was me, my wife, and our son. And my mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife's best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Five people in a camper van, and it's too many.
Yeah. But
it's
also, you were outnumbered.
I was shockingly outnumbered. Yeah. Every single permutation of fight you've had in your personal life was in that van.
Yeah.
It was all there, and it kicked off on day one. And when you're in a camper van, you got nowhere to go.
No.
There's no escape.
Did you fall for this camper van thing? Sometimes I'll see like a travel influencer or something. And they're like, we've got the family in the camper van. You see some sweeping shots and drone footage of a beach. And you're like, what a beautiful way to travel.
Yes.
And then you start driving and you're like, this sucks.
I'm an idiot.
Like, how quickly into it did you like, this is no good?
About 50 Ks because they were already having a crack at each other in the back of the van.
Oh.
I mean, the mother-in-law driving? And my wife are just at each other. At each other, right?
You're driving?
I'm driving, which is actually the best place to be because it rattles like crazy in the back of the van. Everything rattles. All the crockery, all the cutlery, all the cups, everything. It just rattles constantly. So they're all drinking in the back. We rolled into Uluru on day one like it was Mad Monday. And I'll tell you what.
You're catching up.
It got bad. Like, you know, we were in caravan park. Caravan parks are very quiet places.
Yeah.
But we were in caravan parks. Kel's fighting with her mum. And I'm like, can you keep your fight down or take it into the van?
You were the Darrows at the caravan park.
We were the Darrows.
Because any time I've stayed at a caravan park, there's always one family of Darrows.
There's one family.
You were the Darrows.
Who's not enjoying it. And that was us.
Do you know the highlight would have been the whole trip, though, your son, Laddie, because he is now famous. And it is you did this.
Yeah.
You uploaded footage of him on a cruise. Oh. He got up and he did a little bit of stand-up.
He did. It was I was on a comedy cruise and they have a gong show where passengers get up and tell jokes. And us comedians, we're the judges and it finished and they were adding up the scores and the MC came over and said, hey, does the young fellow want to get up and tell a joke while we're adding up the scores? It's 500 people there watching. And he goes, yeah, Dad, I'll get up and tell a joke.
He
got up and told a joke.
And he smashed this so far. This has gone viral. And even, is it Sharon Stone reposted it?
Sharon Stone reposted it and commented, how adorable, love heart, love heart, love heart.
What did you
write back to her?
My childhood crush is crushing on my child. It is weird.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you. John Stamos liked it 2 weeks ago. It's very strange.
Okay, Lizzie, if you missed it, this is just a little highlight of it.
So there's these people and they invite Brian over. And Brian, he does a silent fart. And the owner of the house goes, Bunny, Bunny, get out from under the table.
Bunny. Bunny's the name of the dog under the
context.
And Brian said, "Oh, this is perfect. They're going to blame the dog." So Brian did a second fart. This one stunk more. And the owner of the house went, "Bunny, Bunny, get out from under the table before Brian s*** his pants."
So many.
Nailed it.
He really did nail it. And he just, and the performance in it as well. A friend of mine, another comedian, Justin Hamilton, said you can tell he's been watching RuPaul's Drag Race for 5 years.
There's a bit of sass.
Yes, he's got the sass and the flair in the way he acts
get
it out.
The affectations.
I don't.
Watches Limo walk around the house.
It really is watching.
Because you don't have them. It's not like he's copying Dad.
It's honestly, it's RuPaul. He's been watching RuPaul with his wife for the last 5 years. His hero should
his
be blue.
His mum or his wife?
His wife.
Yeah, he's married already?
His wife,
Jesus
Sharon
Christ. He's married early.
He moves quickly. He's been watching RuPaul for years. His hero should be Bluey, but it's Ginger Minge from season two, right?
Wow.
Amazing.
So that's where that performance side of him comes from. And what's interesting about it is it's had 2.4 million views, right?
Far out.
And been, been shared everywhere. There's no negative comments at all. Yeah. It's all positive.
Wow. On the internet.
Yeah, get a load
Incredible.
Of this.
Incredible.
No, the only negative comments are about me. Right? Why is that old man ruining it on the stage? Why is that old man? I wish that old man would stay out of it. And then I, as a joke, commented, yeah, that old man's so annoying. That comment from me has had 160 likes. I've ended up trolling myself through my son's joke.
Speaking about trolling now, Nick Cody, our wonderful comedian over here, is going to be part of Tommy Little's roast tonight.
Oh, yes.
Now, I watched you roast John Cleese,
your
idol as a child.
Indeed.
I actually watched it in your velvet little jacket that you had on.
Thank you.
Purple number. Any advice for Nick?
My advice for Nick would be... this is how I approach John Cleese.
Because he is good friends with him, really good. They've been good friends.
It's much easier if you're good friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Because with John Cleese, I had to wrap every insult up in a heap of love.
Yeah, you did. You loved him a lot. You said you wanted to marry him.
I said I wanted to marry him, and I do. I do love him.
Come on, Turd.
Old Turd over here really did a little diarrhea, just really melted.
So I wrapped everything up in love. But you don't have to do that with Little. He knows you love him. So you can just come out.
What I'm worried about
haymakers.
Is we had to send our jokes to the producers, and I ran into
don't send your jokes to the producers.
I ran into one of Carrie and Tommy's producers yesterday morning after our show here, and she went, "Whoa, you're really going for it." So I'm honestly concerned that Carrie's going to be like, "You've got a ginger beard," and I'm like, "Good one, lady, gadoosh," and I'm just flattening people. Like, honestly, I'm going as hard as possible.
Yeah, as you should, because it's not being broadcast live, is it?
I'll give you a sneak peek. My softest joke,
right,
has a reference to Warnie dying. That is the softest joke I have in the set. That is the only one they might be able to play.
We're not going to hear you in the package the following day.
And it's not even swearing. It's just the tone. It's so heinous.
I think you should be going. If it's not being broadcast, it's been recorded for potential broadcast.
Yeah. Well, for a lawsuit later, I reckon.
Get yourself out of that. Yeah. No, I would say go as hard as you can.
Beautiful. We love this, man.
The whole point of the roast is to go hard.
Yeah.
We just sometimes don't understand roasts in Australia. It was weird. The Paul Hogan one was weird because he didn't look like he was quite on board. You know what I mean? Like, Paul was sitting there a bit confused.
Yeah.
John Cleese was on board.
He loved it.
And Tommy Little is on board.
He was throwing it back, Johnny.
Tommy's on, but Tommy doesn't care.
No.
He's happy to take all of it.
He loves the attention.
Yes.
He's like, this is sick.
Yeah. So
but
go for it, I say.
It's hard to roast him. It's like, oh, this guy's good looking. He parties a lot and hooks up with heaps of chicks. What an idiot. What an idiot,
Don't
Tommy.
Miss Limo at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival from March 28th. This is a couple of days away. Tickets on sale now. Comedyfestival.com.au. That's right.
That's the one. Camp event goes. Starts Monday. In fact, like a legend, I've started Easter Monday. So I'm going to give a couple of tickets away.
Oh, yes. Can we get them
now? Yeah, give them away now. Yeah. What's the number?
131060. We're not on the
60.
M's, mate.
I've got a D. Oh, no. I've got a double to give away. So.
Thank you. Does Turd Jr.
Monday.
Have a show?
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
But he will have a show one day, the young fella.
He's coming for you.
He goes, when I start talking about comedy, he goes, "I've got more views than you, funny man."
Look at the phones in meltdown to see Limo. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.